Jaya Radhe, Jaya Krishna, Jaya Vrindavan.
Jaya Radhe, Jaya Krishna,
Jaya Vrindavan. Shri Govinda Gopinatha Madana Mohan. Shyama Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govada.
Shyama Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govada.
Kalindi Jamuna Jaya Jaya Mahavan. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate
Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. For the month of Kartik, we have gone through a work of Srila Raghunathas Goswami, in which Raghunathas Goswami draws something like a transcendental description of the eternal Vrindavan. He doesn't offer a technical description, but a rasa-filled description, that is a description which is full of the intense pleasures which a devotee can feel in his relationship with Krishna. And he hopes by this to inspire his own heart, but also to deliver the conditioned souls from this world who are lost in material rasas. Prabhupada writes in the Chaitanya Charitamrita that unless we get absorbed in transcendental rasas, in transcendental relationships in which the devotees have to Krishna, we will not be able to give up the material rasas, the material. We will not be able to search the search for material tastes and material relationships. I believe it is an interesting challenge for us to consider if our relationships to the devotees around us is spiritual or if it is just a desire to taste rasa which is not yet fully transcendental because it does not yet include Krishna's satisfaction. I think it is a challenging exercise for all of us to do this. But on a more simpler note, it's important that we hear about how the devotees in the spiritual world relate to Radha and Krishna, in order to get a little understanding what is spiritual rasa, what is the taste which comes from transcendental relationships. It is interesting, or it is important, and therefore the acharyas, they spoon fed us with these rasas, the transcendental rasas, so that we can become attracted. So here we go now to text 33 and 34 before doing something extraordinary. Brajeshvayanitam vata rasavati kritya vidaye murakamam nandishvara girini kunja pranayini chalai krishnam radham daitam abhitang sarayatiya danishtam tat prana priyatada sakim tam kila bhaje. I worship Sri Radha's prana saki danishta, who on some pretext or other joyfully takes Sri Radha out of Sri Yashoda's kitchen and leads her to meet her beloved Sri Krishna in the grove situated on Nandishvara Hill. I will just briefly comment on this verse. We had heard yesterday a wonderful description of how Radha travels together with Kundalata each morning from Yavat to Nandishvara in order to do her kitchen service, her cooking service, where she cooks the breakfast of Krishna. We have heard about all the details and what happens on the journey and so on. And now Raghunath Das Goswami's meditation, it seems, is very much with this pastime. He mentions now another important personality in this pastime. It's Danishta. When Krishna has finished his meal, he goes on some pretext out of the palace. It is described that, you know, Krishna's room is in the auspicious southern direction of Nanda Maharaj's palace. So, directly from the terrace of his room, Krishna looks into a wonderfully sculptured garden with a lake, a refreshing lake, and high trees. And if he passes through this garden, he can go into the groves in Nandishvara Hill, which are somewhat secretive, where he cannot be found. So he gives Danishta, who is in some way related to him, related, I mean, as a relative, but as Kundalata, Danishta, who are close by family ties, he gives Danishta a hint: I'm going to such and such grove, please bring Srimati Radharani there. Danishta then comes to Radha, who's taking rest with her sakis after cooking and then eating, watching Krishna take prasadam, then eating prasadam herself. Then Radha takes a rest, and Danishta secretly takes Srimati Radharani and leads her to this very special grove where Krishna waits with Radha. We have heard that Krishna has seen Srimati Radharani very briefly when he waited with Subal at the entrance gate of Nandishvara for Radha to come. So Krishna has exchanged glances, and as he looked at Radha in the morning, it is described that he is full of wonderment. How is Radha so beautiful? And he thinks, I'm seeing her for the first time. He has not spoken with Radha. So as Radha goes to the kitchen, Krishna has an opportunity to look from his room through a latticed window into the kitchen and watches Srimati Radharani cooking for him. And he wonders, he sees that Radha is very, very happily engaged with the hot fires. These fires burn from cedar wood, which when it burns doesn't give any smoke, but it has a few drops of perspiration on the wood. It's very very nice wood and quite hot. But Radha is there. She has dressed herself for cooking purposes. There are no bangles, and the veil is also on the side. She wants to operate very swiftly. And she feels this hot fire from hot cedar wood. It's really hot fire, Prabhu. Very relieving after the night of separation, where she felt the fire of another separation, an inner fire from Krishna. She feels this is cooling. I'm cooking now for Krishna. So Krishna notices this, and he watches Radha fascinated through this latticed window. I think you understand. It's a small window with a lot of, it's not clear. There is so much, decorations like they have in Jaipur. So Krishna watches Radha, and Radha just notices Krishna's glance on him, and is very shy, and then Krishna disappears from the window. It's truly a great, great fascination. And now Krishna takes his breakfast, but he really yearns to exchange some words with Radha, to be close to her, to be near her. And therefore, this little meeting is arranged outside in the groves before Krishna goes for cow herding. So Dhanishta is helpful there. Then in text 34 we hear another interesting personality. I will immediately say it in English. I worship Nandi Mukhi, who, due to being overwhelmed by hearing the unlimited glories of Braj, left the city of Avantipura and came there with intense attachment. She constantly increases Sri Sri Radha Krishna's transcendental mellows of ecstatic love for one another. So Nandi Mukhi came with her grandma, Purnamasi, and Madhu Mangal from Avantipura, because she felt so much attachment to Braj from the description of what she heard. In some ways, at least in very little ways, she may resemble the clouds, who also come from the foreign ocean. The ocean is far away from Braj, but they come because they hear about Braj, and they come here to serve in the transcendental pastimes of Krishna. And when the wind which brought the clouds wants to take them out, they deny and they stop. They cannot leave Braj. And so Nandi Mukhi came also due to great attachment, and she has never left. She, in some ways, we also came due to great attachment. But we are described by Prabodhananda Saraswati as fools, because we leave Braj. We are not as fortunate as the cloud. We are going back. Well, in our case, we have some service in the West, but so the next personality, which is introduced to us, is, and I want to discuss today about her, Yamuna ji. Mura Radha Krishna Prachura Jalakeli Rasabharam Skalat Kasturi Tat Kushlina Kanachacha Chita Jala Pramarato Fenasmitam Uditam Urmisputakara Shriya Sinchantiva Pratayetu Sukam Nastananijaha. May the daughter of the sun god Kalindi increase my happiness. Her water has become fragrant and colorful because of the deer musk, the kumkum and sandalwood pulp that had been washed from the bodies of Sri Sri Radha Madhava in the course of their enjoying water sports. She smiles at Radha Krishna in the form of her foam. She playfully and gently splashes water on the transcendental limbs of Sri Sri Radha Krishna with her hands in the form of her waves. So this is the son, the daughter of the sun god Kalindi or Jamuna. She has become fragrant and colorful due to the different substances which she has washed off the bodies of Sri Sri Radha Madhava when they sported in her water. She playfully and gently splashes water on the transcendental limbs of Sri Radha Krishna with her hands in the form of her waves, and she smiles with the form of her water. It is very enjoyable to hear about the transcendental personality of Jamuna. She is described as the daughter of the sun god. Brihat Gotamiya Tantra says, this Vrindavan which extends over an area of 10 miles is my very body. Krishna says, Vrindavan is my very body. And the river Jamuna, which carries topmost divine nectar, is its spine. So if you consider the land of Vrindavan to be the body of Krishna, then Jamuna is at the spine, the center, which carries the body. Without a spine, there is no body. And without Jamuna, there's also no Vrindavan. It is really necessary. When we come today to the banks of the Jamuna, we are encouraged to think very deeply about Yamuna ji. Is Yamuna the river which we see, or is Yamuna a transcendental entity whom we cannot yet see, or is she both? We are encouraged to think about this. I think Philip Dharmayanti, Kuvalishaya, Vishwakarma, and Hilary have thought very deeply about this question. Just like everything in the Holy Dharma, also the Jamuna has two dimensions. One which we can see and which we can take care of, and one which we cannot see and which is beyond our present and grass. It's this Yamuna or this Vrindavan which a devotee tries to enter, and once he has understood this dimension, he will try to take care of the Vrindavan as much as possible, which he can see. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu once was telling about this transcendental dimension of Vrindavan. He described how he, it was in Puri, he had seen the ocean and had been reminded of of the transcendental Yamuna, and when the devotees didn't see him, he had run into the ocean, thinking he would run into the Yamuna. Later, the devotees tried to find him, and they looked everywhere in Puri for any possible traces of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but couldn't find any. And then one devotee saw a fisherman running down the beach. This fisherman was clearly disturbed by something, and the devotee caught him and asked him, "Fisherman, what happened?" And the fisherman said, I was fishing in the ocean, and all of a sudden I caught a ghost." "How do you know it was a ghost?" Well, he entered my body. I threw my net into the ocean water like I always do, and I caught a huge golden ghost. And it just entered into my body and made me totally mad. And "Didn't you do anything to protect yourself?" "Yes, yes. I chanted the Nishinka mantra." "But unless a normal ghost who goes away when my Nishinka mantra is chanted, this ghost became very enthusiastic." And he became even more active. Then I chanted the Nishinga mantra. He chanted, "Jai Nishinga." Now I'm looking for a good exorcist. It's called in Krishna Das Kaviraj said an oja. Oja means an exorcist. So Swarup Damodar, who was there, was beating the fisherman 3 times in the face, ping, 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 chanted some mantra, and then said, "Everything is clear now. Now bring me to the ghost." No, "Whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa," said the fisherman. "You think I'm cured?" "Yes, 100%. I'm a good exorcist. Bring me to that ghost. He's very dangerous." "It's all right. I have no fear. I'm very qualified." So then the fisherman brought Swarup Damodar to Mahaprabhu, but how did he look? His golden body was covered with a wet garment. It was covered with sand. His eyes were looking upwards, and he was saying gong, 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 gong. He was clearly in the supermost ecstatic mood. So Dr. felt so grateful, although he was also shocked because the body of Lord Chaitanya, for being hours into the salt water, looked very bleached. And so Swarup Damodar brought all the devotees together, and they chanted the mantra. And as they chanted, Mahaprabhu came from that internal consciousness. It is called anta something. Consciousness where he was a little bit aware of the surroundings, but still very much in his bhava. He started to say, speak about the Jamuna. He said, I was walking, all of a sudden I was at the bank of the Jamuna, and as I was looking, I saw how Krishna entered with the gopis the Jamuna. He was like a male elephant who entered with his female elephant friends, a river, and you know, he broke the embankment and went into the water and engaged in water plays with the gopis there. Soon the water of the Jamuna became colored by the different colors of the ornaments and of the sandalwood and the kumkum and the musk, the mascara, and it became muddled. And I saw how Krishna splashed the gopis and how the gopis splashed Krishna. And then I saw a wonderful scene, how Krishna took Srimati Radharani into the deep waters of the Jamuna to some lotus flowers, and how they were together. So then you all made loud noises around me, and you brought me away from the Jamuna. You brought me from Vrindavan. So this is a Jamuna which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu visited. It's a super dimensional. It's in another spiritual dimension, this Jamuna. And I remember that Prabhupada, when we were in Vrindavan, he said to us, Vrindavan is not a location on the land map. It's a transcendental place. It's a spiritual place. It is beyond the grasp of the senses. The dull senses, Atasi Krishna Namadi, they can never hope to grasp Krishna, his name, his form, his pastimes, and the land of his pastimes. It's not within the power of the senses. You know, your eyes can't smell, and your nose can't see. In the same way, your material senses can't access Krishna's pastimes. It's just not possible. It is possible to access it through purified consciousness, like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu shows us in this very, very nice leela. I don't really know how to describe it in a very nice way. You know, once the Brijvasis wanted to see where they would go after they had, after this life, and Krishna brought them to the Jamuna. And there, at the banks of the Jamuna, it's in Brahmachrada, he showed them the transcendental Goloka. They first saw the Brahman, and behind the Brahman they saw that Goloka, Vrindavan, and then they saw also, they looked around and saw our Vrindavan is the same as the Vrindavan which we saw in the divine vision. What had happened to the Brijvasis is that their perspective had become totally transcendental. And you will also one day look into the sand of Vrindavan and see this Vrindavan which you see and which you were lamenting about, how it changes so quickly is the eternal Vrindavan. I think some of us yesterday, we stayed in Vasundhara, some of us, and I have checked this today. Vasundhara is really in the place, exact place where the Rasa Leela took place, and this place where we stayed. And yesterday it was very nice, and also in the morning it was very nice. When we looked out, we saw the same trees, but then we saw that full moon. You can see the full moon also, not from the... It was... you can see from the window?
Yeah.
Wow, yeah. If you should, for a moment, when you go home, when you leave Vasundhara, I request you to make a little exercise, to just walk and then stand a little bit in silence, and you might feel a little bit of the sweetness when your mind comes to rest, a little bit of the sweetness of the eternal Vrindavan. This can happen to you, just like it happened to the cowherd boys, cowherd men. In Krishna Leela, they could see that the earthly Vrindavan is identical with the spiritual Vrindavan. You feel a special charm there, which is very attractive. But Jainitai, the mind must come to the rest, and it cannot think of the ordinary things anyway. If it's full with the ordinary thoughts, it's not able to go beyond that ordinary dimension. But if the ordinary, if we have a little silence in the mind, then we can feel a little of that sweetness. So, I have a few texts here which I took from the Bhagavata about the Yamuna, this transcendental Yamuna. First of all, the Yamuna is a transcendental personality. There's a verse in text in the Venu Gita, text 15. When the rivers hear the flute song of Krishna, the rivers means every river hears Yamuna. When Yamuna hears the flute song of Krishna, her mind begins to desire him, and thus the flow of her currents is broken, and the water is agitated, moving around in whirlpools. You know, Yamuna comes, and then he hears the flute. It stops, and then there are all kinds of whirlpools. Then with the arms in form of the waves, she rushes forward and embraces Murari's lotus feet. And as she holds onto these lotus feet, she presents offerings of lotus flowers. So Krishna is so absolutely enchanting to Yamunaji that when Yamunaji hears Krishna, she stops her flow and breaks some lotus flowers off their stems and brings them in. Washes them on Krishna's lotus flowers. Sometimes it happens, though, that Krishna places flute at some distance, and Yamunaji can't flow so long. What she does then is she prays to a great devotee of Krishna to bring her in contact with Krishna. She prays to the wind and says, "My dear wind, Krishna is so far, I can't possibly go where Krishna is, but can you by your transcendental power, blow some saffron particles from Krishna's lotus feet and bring them into my water. The acharyas say that by the help of a devotee, we can meet Krishna. Sometimes we cannot meet him alone. Just like Yamuna cannot come to Krishna, but she can pray to the wind, and the wind brings the lotus dust pollen and sprinkles the lotus pollen into her waters. So, there's another verse. There are many verses in the Bhagavatam about Yamuna, but here I found another one. When Krishna, yes, you know, Krishna was staying in Gokula, but because there were so many demons coming to go after Krishna's life, the council of the Brijbasis, it's the five Nanda brothers, they decided this place, Gokula, is not safe. Let's go to Vrindavan. It's very interesting. Every village in Vrindavan from that time still today has a council of five people. It's called the Panchajat, isn't it? Panchayat. Panchayat. The Panchayat. It comes from the five Nanda brothers. Nanda, Upananda, Sunanda, and the rest. I don't remember everyone. So... so they decided to go with Krishna and Balaram. They had just left the Puganda age, the Kumara age, and entered the Puganda age. That means they were just 6 years old. And when Krishna and Balaram came to the forest of Vrindavan, Gopa Jiva Goswami describes it, they immediately jumped from the bullock carts and they ran through the forest of Vrindavan. They appreciated the trees so much. They said, Balaram, look at these trees. And the trees, Vrindavan responded and it broke out in a big smile. It means all the trees had blossomed. And then they ran to Yamuna. And Krishna said, here's Yamuna, my Yamuna. And he splashed into the Yamuna. They felt so enthusiastic to be in Vrindavan, and Vrindavan and responded. So when Krishna was so young, he went with his friends to the Yamuna, and he said, my dear friends, just see how this riverbank of the Yamuna is extremely beautiful because of its pleasing atmosphere. And just see how the blooming lotuses are attracting bees and birds by their aromas. The humming and chirping of the bees and birds is echoing throughout the beautiful trees in the forest. Also here the scents are clean and soft. Therefore, this must be considered the best place for our sporting and pastimes. So Krishna says, this is the best place for pastimes. And Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains, the river bank was wide enough to accommodate hundreds of cowherd boys. Riverbank. It had soft, clean sand, perfect for sitting and eating a picnic. Huh? The Yamuna was full of blossoming lotuses whose sweet fragrance attracted bees and birds whose humming and chirping echoed in the forest. The thickly foliated trees means lots of leaves provided soothing shade from the scorching sun. So Krishna is very, very pleased about Jamuna ji. And I would like you to make a little meditation. I will request you to sit a little more, and then I will ask you to take a bath in the Jamuna, because we are finishing our Kartik Vrata.
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Now I request you to close your eyes. Sit down tall. The month of Kartik has come to an end, but there is something which needs to be done to bring it to a nice closure. It is said when you go to Vrindavan, you are entering Vrindavan by taking a bath in the Jamuna. And as we are entering, exiting this Kati Vrata, we will again take a bath in the Jamuna. Yamuna Devi's supremely charming banks. We wait until our guest takes the place and is very peaceful. Sit down peacefully, please. Bring your many thoughts to peace. Breathe a little peacefully. And in your mind's eye, see the river Jamuna as it described through the eyes of the scriptures. In the water, which is blackish water, we find nice fragrant lotus flowers with bees humming over these lotus flowers. There are different bathing ghats like Keshi Ghat. Also, there's the wide sandbanks. Each of the bank of the Yamuna is nice, wide sand. Or you can see the Yamuna as you are accustomed to it when you go from Krishna Balaram to the banks of the Yamuna. Or you can see the Yamuna as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw the Yamuna, which he saw Radha and Krishna splashing water at each other. By now you should have a picture of the Yamuna in your mind. Enter the Yamuna and pray. O Yamuna Devi, you are the same as the waters which fly or flow in the spiritual world. Please purify my heart. Do not just take my external dirt, my sweat, dust. Take the impurities from my heart. The month of Kartik is coming to an end today. And there were many gifts which were given to me. Now I request you, please clean my heart from any remaining contamination so that I can serve Radha and Krishna. We will continue to sing with an extremely soft mudanga. pray like this, take our bath like this. This way we will offer tapana, water to the Yamuna, as a concluding offering of our Kartik Vrata. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna,
Krishna
Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna,
Krishna
Thank you very much. And I know you have now little time because some of you are on their Govardhan Parikrama. This Kartik has been extremely wonderful for many, many reasons. I feel really Radha has been very, very kind to all of us. She has been so kind that many of you have at all been able to come to Vrindavan. That was the first kindness. Some of you were not in the financial position and certainly not in the conscious position, and the position of a consciousness to come. Some of you have come really like drowning people who've caught in the last moment a piece of wood on the ocean. And you have been, some of you have resided at Radha Kund and other here at Govardhan, which is a unique thing. And one devotee expressed so nicely to me by saying that it was a very short, long time. The time flew like anything. Ananda Chaitanya remarked this morning, we have just started yesterday with our Kati. But at the same time it was very long because so many things have happened, so many transcendental impressions are there now. It was a very short, long time. how nicely this expressed, a very short, long time. Whatever it is which was your vrata, please bring it to your conclusion. Before you go to bed, pray to Radharani. And be careful not to make Kartik a fashion. You know, fashion means you go there, you do something, and when when the passion is over, it's over. Kartik should never be over. Kartik forever. That should be our motto. Kartik forever. Return of Kartik. It's good to return again and again to Vrindavan for the month of Kartik. So I will now end here, because some of you are restless to go on Govardhan Parikrama, and others are just naturally restless. So you will end here. Hare Krishna, all the best.